Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, let's let people know here we still got this going on. How would you like to have a chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami Dolphins football player come visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. Go to WQAM.com. Enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer. He will speak to students and more. For contest rules, WQAM.com.
Zach Sealer is really, really a good dude. Really, really a good guy. Really good guy. I know he's not playing the way he was hoping. I think some people are worried about this when he's got all young guys playing next to him. And but really good, positive dude that hasn't been handed anything in life. And
yeah, next month we're going to get the quarterback out of his house. He's going to go visit a school.
See if Tua wants to go out and visit one of those schools.
Yeah, if he's, you know, not too busy.
Oh, he's got
to do whatever it is he does.
Go ahead. You haven't finished. You go ahead to say the videos at home and
No, that's only after games, game night.
Oh, game night. I'm sorry.
Hey, by the way, game night's gonna be late on Monday. Be a late game night there. Well, earlier start though.
Yeah, we got the early. There's a doubleheader Monday night football. Yeah. I didn't realize it till yesterday.
7:15. Nice.
7:15's nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a few hours before I come in here, hopefully in a really good mood. Really good mood.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen. Can you imagine being out west, though? You get a game at 4 o'clock?
Oh, man.
On Monday? That's nice.
Listen, man, the great thing about California, people are going, what? You can hear people going,
what? They're going, jump through the mic and
what
kill you.
What the hell? What's great? I want to hear one thing great about California. I was going to go part of Lake Tahoe's in California. No.
The time difference.
The time difference, yeah. Man. The starting game's at 10 in the morning. Mm. You're done with all football, and it's like, Mom, you got dinner? I mean, growing up, it was great. 10 and 1 o'clock games, man. It's like, honey, we're going to eat a little early here before the late night game. And you're like, wow, this is great. Yeah. You're a little spoiled out there, man.
I know.
Catch the whole Monday night football game back then, not worry about, you know. We get screwed now for people get up early.
Now you get to Vegas on a Friday. It's like, oh, baseball starting at 9 a.m. Great.
Anyway, that was a great thing about California.
Yeah.
That's not true. There is some.
Someone said if Tua's coming to my school, I would skip that day.
Oh, man.
I'm just trying to get him out of the house, get him, you know, into the community a little bit.
I don't know, man. I don't know his deal. I don't know. I swear, I don't know him at all. Don't walk by him. Nothing. Don't know him.
I don't think. Here's the problem. I don't think anyone does. And maybe it wouldn't be as much of a problem if he didn't, you know, say suck. But if he wasn't terrible.
Well, I got to tell you, man.
If he was playing better, maybe people would be like, okay, go have your game night. It's cool. Okay, but
if you're playing well, you can be anything you want short of breaking laws. And you're fine. Right.
Well, I don't even know breaking laws. If you're a good quarterback, you could be Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, but if he'd have been good, Cleveland would have liked him. You agree, right?
Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why they gave him all that money. Guaranteed.
Oh, he's... By the way, where does he end up retiring when it's all said and done?
They go, listen, you're in the Guinness Book of World Records for this thing, but we're going to put that aside, and we think you can play and save our franchise here, so we're going to give you all this money guaranteed.
But I will tell you, once the good news, there's always two things in NFL always bring up. There's, hey, congratulations, you're a first round pick. Congratulations, because you get a big signing bonus. Big signing bonus. The bad news is there's now high expectations on every first round pick the Miami Dolphins have ever had. And when you don't work out, not only do you get ripped, but your general manager gets ripped. That's how it works. The second one is when you get the second contract, as in a franchise contract, a game-changing life, set for life, never have to worry work again, and you don't work out, then you get ripped.
These texts are funny about Tua, by the way. 305 says, I'm a teacher. I would not let Tua talk to my kindergarten kids. Another one said, Tua would be perfect. Visit the high schools. He's the same size as a high school senior.
Smaller high school. I was waiting for somebody to say some of the smaller high schools we have.
Tua's too busy playing shoots and ladders instead of reading defenses cover two. Good game, by the way. Shoots and ladders, good game.
I was going to ask you what game that was. I haven't heard of that one. All right, Woody. Hey, listen.
Someone said Tua would miss the school.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey man,
these are good, by the way. Keep these coming, and these are good.
Well, I got a feeling you're gonna have a lot of time because he is gonna be your guy. Hey, I got news for you. Omar's trying to break it down because he got a lot of his money up front in the signing bonus on the new contract. Got a bunch of it. So
why is everyone so concerned about his money?
Everybody is.
Who cares? It's not our problem. They're not going to tax like the city of Miami on his, like, whatever they have to pay him to leave.
No, it's a great, by the way, it is a great question. Like you're not, but people go, we could have used that money for other players. We could have freed
that's
up
not
money.
That's not necessary. We have to pay a quarterback, whether it's him or someone else, but.
But people do.
They're going to pay him to leave. And that's, you know, it's again, it's not my money. So I don't.
Yeah. But you know, If we don't get our money's worth out of him and he does not look like a franchise,
we're not going to get our money's worth out of him.
Okay. So
that's a done deal.
So then it's like, okay, we made a mistake.
Yes, we did.
Who answers for it?
Nobody.
All right. Well, listen, we got more stuff coming up here. Brian Baldinger going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning.
You answer your own question. You just yelled it out loud. Who's going to answer for it?
Oh, there's going to be some guys.
There's going to be hell to pay.
There's going to be not hell to pay. I really think Stephen Ross really likes those guys a lot.
Maybe you think Chris is going to pay for some of that, whatever they have to pay him to leave?
I don't know.
They're going to take it out of his severance package?
Not sure. I think Chris is in good shape. He's been a GM in this organization for a long time. I'm not sure if they do let him go, that he's completely gone. He could land in some kind of position here. I have no idea. Anyway, I know about this Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T, nothing to mess with. And if you're going through it, I want to let you know that you can get rid of it quickly. Boy, I'll tell you what, Atlantic Men's Clinic, if you're going through low T and you know when you have low T and it's normal, and you probably have it right now, if you're over the age of 40, you've lost a lot. And with that means you lost your energy. Notice you're a little lazier, feel like you're always tired, don't feel like going, but you're still eating the same amount of food. So now that you're not active and eating the same amount of food, you're gaining weight. So if you've gained that 15 or 20 famous pounds that everybody grabs at some point, or most men, hey, it's normal. But you can get rid of it still, because Atlantic Men's Clinic is going to help you get your energy back, your sex drive back. If you're going through that ED thing, is the worst thing that can happen to any man. It just is. That one day when finally you go, oh my God, it's not working anymore. It's terrible. It's terrible, man, to go through. I got the PSA test. By the way, I was going through it and had all the testing, met with their professionals at Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got such great results. I wanted to share it with the world. Even those of you that come up to me and try to make fun of me like I'm some weirdo or something, that it's not normal. I got news for you. Every man, sooner or later, by the age of 50, half the men will have ED that are listening right now. Low T, ED, it's going to happen. The good news is you can knock it out quickly because this is what Atlantic Men's Clinic does. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new location in Hollywood you're going to like. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. You'll be glad you did. You're going to see great results quickly. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.